AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Bill Cosby is released from prison in Pennsylvania after the state's highest court overturned his sex assault conviction.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constand over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Only two House Republicans voted with the majority Democrats to form a select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by a mob loyal to former President Donald Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy. Let's be on the right side, not only of history, but the right side of the future.
Several Republicans who voted against the bipartisan commission, passed by the House but blocked by the Senate Republicans and today's select committee, raised concerns about the majority Democrats having the majority on the committee. Six more people have been found dead in the rubble of the 12-story condo that collapsed last Thursday in Miami-Dade County. Officials are also keeping close eye on a pair of storm systems in the Atlantic that could become tropical systems in the next few days. British Columbia, Canada's chief coroner says there have been at least 486 sudden and unexpected deaths between last Friday and today. Over a normal 5-day period, the average of 165 people die in the province. The coroner says it's likely the increase in deaths could be due to the extreme weather. Some 60 deaths in Portland, more than a dozen deaths in Washington state. This is AP News. The NCAA board votes to allow athletes in all three divisions to receive compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness.
The move came ahead of laws going into effect Thursday in more than 10 states that would allow such compensation for college athletes. That would have meant, without NCAA action, college athletes in some states would have been able to accept compensation, while counterparts in other states could not without violating rules. The NCAA has also voted to allow athletes to enter into agreements with agents, while saying schools will be responsible for determining whether those activities are consistent with state law. I'm Mike Gracia.
Washington National shortstop Trey Turner celebrates his 28th birthday, completing his record-tying third career cycle, a home run, triple, double, and single, in today's 15-6 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Turner is just the fifth player in Major League history with three cycles. The first was John Riley back in the 1880s. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.